Number 2, team up with other marketers. If you like the idea of making a lot of money, but you do not like the idea of creating your own products, then you may want to consider affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing is when two marketers come together, one with a product and one with an audience, and they split the profits on any sales they make together. The affiliate sends traffic to the product creator's sales page, and the product creator closes the sale and gives a commission to the affiliate for every paid referral. You can become an affiliate for nearly anything, from Dell computers to beer-making machines to books and products on sites like Amazon. However, when you're an affiliate for physical products, you generally receive a small commission, perhaps only 5% or 10%. That means if you're selling a $100 product, you'll only get $5 or $10 for every paid referral you send to the merchant. Important, don't discard affiliate marketing just yet. You see, if you promote downloadable products like ebooks, you can get as much as 50%, 75% or even a full 100% commission for every product you sell. Now imagine those sorts of commissions on a $100 product, and you can see how the money will pile up pretty quickly in your bank account. Here's an overview of how to make your fortune with affiliate marketing. 1. Find a hungry market. Some people find a product and then go looking for a market. A better way to do it is to find a hungry market that's flush with cash first, because finding a product is the easy part. 2. Find out what this market is already buying. The easiest way to make money online is to sell what people are already buying. 3. Find suitable products. Go to clickbank.com to browse for affiliate products that are similar to what the market is already buying. Be sure to read the products and research the merchant to make sure you're dealing with a good merchant. 4. Set up a lead capture page. Never send your leads straight to the merchant's page. Instead, set up an autoresponder series and a related freebie, like a free ebook, to get all leads on your mailing list. Then you can recommend that those on your mailing list purchase certain products. 5. Start sending traffic to your lead capture page, using pay-per-click marketing, search engine optimization, article marketing, blogging, social media marketing, forum marketing, viral marketing and similar strategies. That's it. Just build a list of targeted buyers, find affiliate products that solve their problems, and recommend those products. Just like that, you're on a path to $10,000 a month. Number 3, tap into the backend automatically. As you've already discovered from the previous two paths to riches, the money isn't in your products. It's in your list. And the easiest money you'll ever make is by selling more products and more expensive products to your existing customers. Smart marketers spend considerable amounts of time building their sales funnels, backend sales systems. They know the hard part is getting the prospect into the funnel, but once the prospect starts buying, they'll continue to buy provided you're solving their problems and giving them a good buying experience. And so savvy marketers are constantly coming up with new ideas, creating new products, and figuring out ways to convert their existing customers into repeat buyers. Now imagine if you could sell a product to your customer once, and then do so automatically every month after that, with no additional persuasion on your part. Would that make it easier for you to run your business? And would you be able to make a whole lot more money? Yes and yes. Fortunately, there already exists a way for you to tap into the back-end income automatically and effortlessly. Namely, by creating a monthly membership site. Here's the idea: instead of selling a new product to your customers every month, you set up a membership site with a monthly fee. Your customers are billed automatically, and all you have to do is update the site once a month. You can even outsource this task, meaning you're earning a residual income almost on autopilot. Just imagine setting up a membership site with a $20 monthly fee and getting just 500 customers. Each and every month your payment processor rebills these customers, and you earn another fast $10,000. Here are just a few ideas for membership sites you could set up. A site that offers a service, like web hosting. Or you could offer something like sales letter critiques or college essay critiques. A site that offers lessons on a topic. For example, you could have a 6-month or 12-month course on how to get an online business up and running. Or you could offer a course on something like how to do home repairs and maintenance. A site that offers a new product each month. Think of Time Life Books Here or the Wine of the Month Club. Every month the customer receives a new product, and it doesn't have to be a physical product. It could be a series of related ebooks, perhaps how to non-fiction books, or a romance ebook of the month club. Those are just a few ideas. You've no doubt been a part of some of these sites, such as sites that deliver new software to its members every month, sites that offer large discounts on niche products, sites that offer private label rights, PLR, products to resell, and so on. All you have to do to get started is 1. Choose a hungry niche. 2. Find out what they're already buying and what they want. 3. Set up a membership script and payment processor. 4. Set up a squeeze page and a sales page. Number 4. Take advantage of eBay. There are plenty of people who make a good living on eBay. And you can too. Just think about it for a moment. eBay is one of the largest marketplaces in the world. When you tap into the power of eBay, you don't have to spend a moment thinking about where your target market congregates and how to reach them. That's because your target market comes looking for you on eBay, rather than you having to look for them. And anyone who's browsing eBay is likely planning on buying something, which means almost everyone who looks at your ad will be a person who already has their credit card out. You'd be hard-pressed to find hotter leads than the people browsing eBay. So, how can you take advantage of this incredibly large pool of buyers? There are plenty of ways to do it. But in general, you'll likely use one of two models. A UC-based strictly is a lead generator. If you browse the closed auctions, you'll see certain sellers who consistently seem to be profiting very little on every product they sell. And indeed, they may even take a loss. Why would someone choose to lose money on eBay? Simple, because they're using eBay as a lead generator. That means they're selling low-cost products to pull people into their sales funnel. Once the buyers are in their sales funnel, then the marketer works to sell them more products and more expensive products via email or even postal mail. For example, direct response postcards, letters or even catalogs. B. Use eBay to directly pull in a handsome profit. This model is really a combination of direct profits and back-end selling. Here, the marketer not only offers low-cost products to pull people into his sales funnel, but he also offers high-ticket products directly to eBay buyers. So while he may break even on his low-ticket products, his high-ticket products are paying his mortgage. The model you choose depends on what you're selling. In certain markets, you'll find it difficult to sell high-ticket products directly on eBay, because people tend to look for bargains. But if you're selling something like antiques, you may find you get higher prices by putting them on the auction block rather than by offering them for a fixed price to your customer list.